Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this hump day, Wednesday, June 17, 2026 edition. Continuing on with this House Oversight Committee hearing that took place in Lansing yesterday. The Department, State Treasury, said it has issued corrected notices within 30 days and have met repeatedly with accountants and tax professional groups to explain the problem. They indicated that the Treasury Department would generally waive penalties and interest for taxpayers negatively affected by faulty communications and would return unnecessary payments posted as credits. But Lansing accountant Annette Kraft came to testify in front of the committee. She said, with all due respect, I'm not accepting her explanation. The problems are still continuing. She said some of her clients have received confusing corrective notices, forcing them to spend dozens of hours trying to determine what their clients actually owe and repeatedly submitting the same documents to the Treasury. Well, later in the hearing, the committee members questioned a sharp decline in auditors and completed audits within the Treasury's out-of-state field audit program. Story back on May 19th this year by MERS News Service said, is the Treasury letting big fish swim away? The Boyer cited Treasury data showing the number of auditors specifically assigned to out-of-state work fell from 28 that they had back in 2019 down to 6 last year. It went from 28 auditors down to 6. The number of completed audits declined from 329 down to 86 during the same period. Since last year. During the same period of 2019 to 2025, our state audits have fallen from 2,237, listen to this, to only 676. Lawmakers questioned whether large corporations headquartered outside the state of Michigan were receiving less scrutiny than smaller sized businesses here in our own state. Representative Wolford argued that the numbers appear especially concerning because a significant share of Michigan's business tax base comes from companies located outside the state. What they're saying here, folks, is they do business in Michigan and are responsible for paying corporate taxes here, but they're housed, they're headquartered in other states. Well, under the current leadership that was appointed by Governor Gretchen Whitmer to run our Michigan Department of Treasury, they've eliminated the outside state auditors. the number of state audits that they've done for out-of-state headquartered businesses have gone down. So what Wolford said is exactly true. You're letting the big fish swim away from outside the state, but you're going harder after smaller businesses here in Michigan. Well, the Treasury officials rejected that suggestion, claiming that the department had intentionally reduced scrutiny of out-of-state companies. Treasury Revenue Compliance Director, oh, here's another title of another person, Teresa Newton. How much money do you make, Teresa? Well, she came out and said that auditors based in Michigan can review out-of-state businesses remotely, and that the audit assignments are based on compliance risk and complexity, not the taxpayer's location. See, that's another thing I have a problem with. I had a good friend of mine. He works in government. He has a somewhat of a consulting firm where he represents businesses, and he goes and hears their problems, and then he takes them to the governmental agencies in Lansing. Do you know what he told me about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago? Now, this is springtime, folks. We're not on spring recess. We're not on summer break yet. For the legislators, he was going to a bureaucratic agency department down in Lansing. And it just happened to be the Department of State. Who is the Department of State? Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. He went into the state building for the State Department. It was about 1:30 in the afternoon. So he fully expected all the employees there would be back from lunch. It's 1:30 in the afternoon. He walked into the lobby, and there was a security guard there. He went through the metal detectors, emptied out his pockets, did all that good stuff, went up to sign in to see someone in the State Department. The security guard looked at him after he filled out the clipboard, and he looked at it and he said, "I'm sorry, sir, but there's no one here today in that department." He said, "What?" He said, "I drove all the way from Oakland County to meet with somebody in person. It's," he looks down at his watch. He goes, "It's 1:35 in the afternoon on a Tuesday." You know what the security guard told him? He goes, "Sir, I'm lucky if I see five people here throughout the entire week." He goes, "Well, what, are they all on vacation? Are they attending conferences or something?" He goes, "No, they all work from home." We've got empty offices within the State Department, Jocelyn Benson's office, that nobody goes to. And she even admits it in this testimony that they can do these audits remotely. Remotely? You know what that means? Connected to the internet via a laptop. You can do this work from home. And my friend completely validated it. He pulled out his cell phone and he asked the security guard if he could videotape him, record him saying that. And the guard said, "Oh Lord, no." He says, "I'm the only one in the building ever shows up for work. If you get me fired, nobody would be here to unlock the door." Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, finally coming down to it, the Department of State Treasury officials attributed the broader productivity decline to staffing turnover and training. What is staffing turnover? People leaving that department or quitting working for the state altogether. But then the training of their replacements. According to the testimony given, Teresa Newton, again, Treasury Revenue Compliance Director, stated that they've hired 50 new auditors between 2023 and 2025. And that Newton said that the new hires, listen to this, requires about 3 to 4 years of training, while experienced auditors lose some casework time helping training the new hires. Okay.
I got a problem with this. I don't understand it. Isn't there some kind of school, some kind of conference, some kind of e-learning on the website training that you can give these people where they can go to their little cubicle with their headphones and listen and watch the training without experienced auditors having to take time away from their casework to train the new hires? Have you guys not heard of this before? Then she went on to say, listen to this. Treasury maintains fewer employees carrying out the formal auditing designation responsibilities. Committee members, however, said the department's own figures still showed a substantial downward trend that requires a clear, more definitive explanation. Well, the tensions began to rise at the end of the committee meeting when State Representative Josh Shriver, I love Josh, he's been on my show a couple of times, Republican from Oxford, said, you need to acknowledge the errors. But asked, are you guys truly sorry? He felt that their claim that the letters only impacted 1% of the taxpayers diminished the effect it had on our state. Are we truly sorry that we put a new system in place to protect from fraud, but we then end up causing problems for our taxpayers who are truly entitled to tax refunds? Well, they didn't say anything. They sat in silence. Shriver, grabbing his microphone, started to pound on it. Is this thing working? Did you guys hear what I said? Did you hear what I asked? Again, the workers just sat there. Ultimately, DeBoyer said after the hearing that the department answered the questions exactly how we thought they would, and that's unfortunate. I'm going to hold this statement until the next segment. Music's playing. We'll finish this story up. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back. Wait to hear what Jay DeBoyer said.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Iron Pig on Old 27 South across from Otsego Lake is open for breakfast 7 days a week from 8 to 11. Sundays from 8 to 2 with a sumptuous breakfast buffet on the weekends. With golf season open, Iron Pig has room for any size golf group, or bring our delicious menu and legendary barbecue to your group. Either way, the Iron Pig has the team and location to make your up north dining experience truly memorable. Visit Iron Pig Smokehouse on Facebook, where we are always announcing new events and menu additions.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From noble new tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat.
And terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two, going through this House Oversight Committee meeting that took place yesterday with the Department of State, Department of Treasury, state tax refunds. Well, it was kind of interesting because, again, the chairman of the committee, Jay DeBoyer, was running the meeting. In the bottom line, DeBoyer said, we have brought department after department into this committee, House Oversight. And it seems like their answers is always the same. Like, there's nothing to see here. There's no real problem. We had a problem, but we fixed it. So going forward, you'll never have to see us or deal with us ever again. The reality is we probably have had them back to oversight again because there are now additional problems with the fixes they claim that fixed the first thing. Got one text message input into the show. It's not the state of Michigan, Randy. The state of Michigan is beautiful. We have a great state. What sucks is our government. Yeah, I got to agree with that one. But I got one very simple question for you. One very, very, so very simple, basic question for you. Why would you continue to vote the same way for the same party that has done all this to our state? Why would you even consider voting for a Democrat? Why would you even consider voting for Jocelyn Benson to be the next governor of the state of Michigan? Are you kidding me? She is 10 times more incompetent than Whitmer is. At least Gretchen Whitmer had legislative experience. She was the Senate minority leader back in the day when the Republicans had the majority for 40 years. She was the minority leader in the Senate. She understood how Lansing worked. Benson has no idea. But she wants to be the next governor. And then I got one other very simple question. How many department heads of the 14 bureaucratic agencies and departments that are in Lansing, Michigan, that have been there forever, will be there forever, long after we're all dead, those 14 departments will still be there. How many of those department heads do you think Jocelyn Benson will fire or replace when she becomes the next governor of the state of Michigan? Or will she keep majority, probably all of them, running these departments? Conversely, how many of these department heads do you think will be fired on day one when Perry Johnson's the governor? That's what you're voting for. That's what August 4th primary is coming down to, both on the Democratic side and the Republican side. Who is going to go in and make real changes to these bureaucratic agencies and departments that basically run our lives? That's what you have to ask yourself. But this story, this House Oversight Committee meeting yesterday, typifies exactly what's wrong with this state. And I'll say the Boyer statement again. We have brought department after department into the House Oversight Committee, and it seems like their answer is always the same. There's nothing to see here. There's no real problem. Oh, we fixed that. Going forward, you'll never have to deal with this again. The reality is that we end up having them back. And again, not only do we have the old problems, but now we have additional new problems, DeBoyer said. Unbelievable. And of course, we all know the definition of insanity. Keep voting the same way, keep getting the same results. The state of Michigan's government, I'm going to take that person's message to me to heart. In the past, I've been saying Michigan is broken. It needs to be fixed. It's not our state that's broken. It's our state government that's broken. Lansing's government is broken, and it needs to be fixed. So I got a very simple question for you guys. You want a politician to fix it? Or you want a person with a PhD in mathematics who has made a living and a whole lot of money doing audits, statistical analysis? Somebody who can come in and audit a department, an efficiency expert. There's only one guy with that resume, and that's Perry Johnson. The more and more I see these stories, the more and more I am absolutely fully justified in myself personally endorsing him and voting for him on August 4th. He's the only guy that can fix our state government. We got other stories. Washington, D.C., and the president.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends. The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states.